afternoon. You are listening to We the People Radio. Joining us for our second hour, my name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
There you have it.
Yeah, we want to welcome our new sponsor, Powerhouse Solar, who's coming on board.
Exactly.
We're excited about that.
So we'll be
awesome. Solar is a good thing.
Solar is a good thing, and those guys actually are really smart. They've been in business for 12 years, and so I was looking on their website. It says, don't be fooled by other companies who don't specialize in solar or companies who may not be around in a year. Oh, my gosh, that's a huge consideration.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, don't do that. So anyway, you can find them at powerhousesolar.com. Very simple.
There you go.
Today we have with us Mr. Jim Lee. Who is he's a smart guy on a topic that I mean we hear a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there with climate engineering and all that, and a lot of it is let's see. I'll quote from a newsletter I get regularly: "The Earth is dying. The trees are all dying. We're being sprayed like lab rats. The UV radiation is off the charts." Global climate engineering programs are not a proposal, but have long since been a lethal reality. there have been, and you're going to like.
I'm so scared.
I knew you were going to like this. This is the fear porn part of the program. There are many agendas being carried out in our skies by the completely out of control power structure.
That line is true. Hold on. That line is true. Continue.
But it's just, it's not, it's just the way it.
Let's weave a little truth in.
None of these agendas are benevolent or for the common good. But that sentence isn't surrounded by fact. It's just surrounded by scary talk.
Fear porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fear is the number one control mechanism. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is mind control. In the business industry, they call it FUD: fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And if you can create any one of these three about your competitors, then you will be able to, you know, basically erase them in the public perception.
Well that's all you remember when you hear stuff like that. That's the scary part.
Sure, it works that way in politics, too. I mean, we all heard last Tuesday that the House of Representatives was getting rid of the ethics oversight. So they could just do whatever they wanted. And the little part they left out was that the House Ethics Committee was still functioning just like it always has. Does a great job. But there was a committee developed by Nancy Pelosi in 2008 that just functions as witch hunts. You know, they don't. So they were going to reform the witch hunt committee that taxpayers are footing the bill for. And that became, oh, no, look what's happening. You know, they're going to just do whatever they want. There's just so much of this everywhere. It just doesn't even matter what industry you're in.
And I could wax all day long about the corruption of the fact that there is no accountability when everybody knows how guilty, you know. I mean, Eric Holder lied to Congress. He still has a license. Hillary Clinton.
He's going to be working for the state of California, too.
It's pure insanity. And the only way that they get away with this is that when you start to talk about, you know, actually doing something about their crimes, then they will generate a fear scenario which will distract attention.
Yep.
And even if you are still got your eye on the ball going, no, I saw what you did there, and I'm still watching you, that all the other, you know, sheep are watching that and then switching to football or switching to, you know, some kind of, you know, music that's telling you to buy stuff or degrade women. And I mean, that's why we have incidents like what we saw with the four, you know, black kids beating up on a, you know, mentally handicapped white dude yelling Trump this and that. And nobody wants to talk about the fact that they were put in that situation, not because they're political.
Right.
I know lots of black people. They're not political at all. I mean, I've never met a political black person at all. In fact, in my entire life, they feel the meme, you know, they feel the everything resonates. And when they hear all day long from people that Trump's a racist, they don't have a critical thinking bone in their body because they've never been trained to, and they're going to believe it.
And
that's not hard to understand.
Where are you geographically?
I'm in Sumter, South Carolina.
South Carolina
always votes red. And I didn't know till this year, I had an aha moment. I said, and I always say this, my hometown's about 60% black people. And I just, this year alone, I had this aha moment. I said, wait a minute. Is my county red? And I looked at the map, it was blue. And I was like, wait a minute, I never even thought of that. Like, my county votes blue because it's 60% black people. And I never even put the two together. But at the end of the day, here in South Carolina, we have different race relations than the rest of the country. And I think that was exemplified by the Charleston shooting. And at the end of the day, that's because, you know, fear control is something that's used on people in the public. But down here in the South, people really talk a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We talk about everything. Going to a gas station, I have, you know, a conversation with an 80-year-old black man about chemtrails for about an hour. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get back in my car, bro. And that just doesn't happen. I lived in, you know, and I'm not saying, this is just my personal experience. I was in Arizona. I lived in, you know, Casa Grande, Coolidge, Florence in Arizona. I lived in Bend, Oregon, and I lived in Omaha, Nebraska. And people are just very detached. Like, they don't talk to their neighbors. And if somebody holds a door for you, they look like, are you going to rob me? And in that kind of scenario, you're all controlled by fear.
Right.
It's pathetic.
Right.
You know what I mean? The reason why we have the situation that we have is you've been taught to be in such a fear state that this is Nazi Germany. Children are telling on their parents and everybody's scared to talk because you might find out that I'm a Jew. And that's insane. And it's all because of fear control.
Yeah. Well, and there's a van parked outside your house with a funny antenna on top of it, spying on your every move.
Yeah. Or people calling me all the time saying, "Jim, you've got the NSA's facilities on your map. Aren't you scared to do that?"
It's like, well, they're still there.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. But did anybody during the American Revolution stop doing what they're doing because they were scared? No.
Yeah, unlikely.
I mean, anybody, the activists in the AIDS, you know, movement that were trying to get, you know, some life-saving drugs to the people, they were scared for sure, you know, and the people in Selma, scared, you know what I mean? They did it anyway. So what's your problem? You
exactly.
can't even talk to your neighbor because you're scared.
Well, did I lift this Carl Sagan quote from your website that...
The bamboozle?
Yeah, it says, one of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power...
Over you.
Well... It's weird. The comma's in a weird place. Once you give a charlatan power over, you almost never get it back. So if you...
It's like science has been decided.
Carl Sagan was smart.
Yeah.
I mean, he was totally right. And that really fits, especially this topic, because the science is beyond what most people, for one, have time to delve into. It's not that mentally they don't have the capacity, but... you know, they're busy. They don't have the interest. They don't have the time. So they get the mountaintop version. And the mountaintop version fits with what we see. You know, the government is doing something bad that does not benefit you, that is actually harming you, and they're hiding it, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the day, that's what we call fear porn, and I call it slave speak. A guy named Frederick Mann wrote this paper called The Anatomy of Slave Speak. You can read it on climateviewer.com. It's on the sidebar right under the quote she just read. And there's a picture of a guy who has a TV for a head, and he's shooting himself in the head. It says, kill your television. So click on that bad boy. Read The Anatomy of Slave Speak, and it will change your life. It'll change your ability to really tell who's trying to manipulate you and why, you know, the mechanisms that they use to manipulate you are words. And if you recognize the types of words that people who are trying to manipulate you use, then you'll be a better truth seeker. You'll be a better critical thinker.
Yeah, take out
you'll
all the scary words. Stick with the words that are just
factual. And you know,
what
you're saying is totally true, because I think in the last 8 years, we've had the same message pounded into our head so often that now I think a lot of folks are just accepting the fact that it's real.
Yeah,
and it's not real.
Well, the beginning of the show, we were talking with the national security guy about the Russian hack, and it's funny, but people got so caught up in who who the people were, was it the Russians, the Chinese, whoever, that they forgot that the information was not made up. The information was true.
Yeah, you know? it's laughable. You know, like I've heard Sean Hannity talking about the Office of Personnel Management hack, but that's the tip of the iceberg. I worked at a tire shop. Back in my tire shop.
Really?
And I swear to God. Now, we've been in economic warfare, cyber warfare, for at least 8 years. More than that, because I had that job for 5 years, and they were doing it when I started. So I'm saying 10 years. And it was called the Google Aurora hack and the Night Dragon attacks. Go look it up.
Wow.
So apparently you
weren't selling the golden coin tires.
Right. So you nailed it. So they were breaking into our back office, stealing our prices, undercutting our prices, and then even freaking calling and emailing us to go, we'll sell you tires cheaper than you have them now. And they've been doing that to every company in America. So when you talk about hacking, you're talking to a hacker. And I'm an IT guy, and I know every single hack that's happened for like the last 10 years that are insanely large. And this is a joke. I mean, they knew about RT television. Like, anybody watches that stuff. If you don't know that RT is part of, you know, the Brzezinski demoralization of America, you're an idiot. I mean, it may be true, and there's a lot of bad stuff, but its intention is to demoralize you.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's not hacking. That's brain hacking. That's human hacking.
Well, it's
that's
just not
social
that,
engineering.
It's
know?
Not that far from that much different than what's happening in our own media, though, to really be honest. They want us to believe a certain way, and that's what they're going to report over and over.
Well, it's like, what did we hear? We meant to bring this up to you. What is it, a climate river now?
Oh, no. Atmospheric river.
Atmospheric river.
Yeah. It's not the Pineapple Express anymore. It's atmospheric rivers hitting us right now.
So then they also call them tropospheric rivers, oceanic atmospheric rivers. But there are guys who actually claim to steer those now. And they do them with cloud ionizers.
Do they really do it?
They claim success, and when Acquies and CyBlue, it's a guy, ex-Colonel David Kaczynski of CyBlue, got a permit in Texas in 2012 to steer a river over Texas. My article is called How Texas Stole California's Rain. In 2012, he got the permit. They said they were going to steer the river to Texas. Texas started flooding, and everybody remembers the Texas floods for the last couple of years. And that whole time, since 2012, Texas has been flooding all the damn time, and California's had no rain. Now, the atmospheric river used to reach in through L.A. almost daily. And it's coming from a band at the equator, and arms reach out and lash over America. And what they're doing is they're saying that they're diverting it. So, and they're doing this with what they call weather resonance technology, and they're using military and Department of Defense, you know, assets that are involved. And the guy is G.I. Joe. If you look this guy up, it is insane. I mean, he likes trained martial artists at the FBI and jumps out of planes, and he's a sniper, and he's a personal private investigator, and he sprayed Corex, a custom-bred bacteria, on the BP oil spill that his company made. They grew a custom organism for that oil and sprayed it everywhere.
Yikes.
And he makes bottled water. So when I'm looking at his government NASIX codes and I'm going, and this guy says he's steering rivers in the sky, and everybody's talking about HAARP steering jet streams, which ain't possible, I can only see that this is always, it looks like a shell game, you know, generate fear about one target, and that target ain't the truth, and divert from the fact that these guys say they're steering atmospheric rivers. Oh, HAARP steers jet streams, nothing about atmospheric rivers, or Acquies, CyBlue, WeatherTech, Atlant down in Australia, and AST Clear Sky Manager. So these are cloud ionizers. Look it up.
See, that's why
maybe,
we
maybe he could put something in his bottle of water that'll smarten people up a little bit.
We better take a break. I have to go beat Bill up in the back room. The silence on Jim's end was like, please, somebody crack that guy over that noggin. We'll be back with Jim Lee. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
The dam's busted. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't fear the reaper. We'll be able to fly. Don't fear the reaper. Baby, I'm your man. La, la, la,
there you go. The anti-fear porn song. All right, Jim. So what of all this, you know, scary, they're spraying us stuff. What of all that is factual and what's kind of crazy talk?
Well, I mean, let's go back no to pressure. The whole idea. The one line he said that I said was true. So the sky is like a river.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody uses rivers for different purposes. So some people like to boat. Some people like to swim. Some people like to fish. Some people like to just look at it. And the sky is the same. There are many different hands in that cookie jar. And they're all playing tug of war. So there's this thing called the butterfly effect. And the quote goes something like, if a butterfly flaps its wing in X, does it affect, you know, hurricanes and Y? And that's a real question that has never been truly answered. And the answer is, yes, of course it does. To what effect? Unknown. So when you have billions of dollars being spent on cloud seeding projects that are run by governments all around the world, which I am mapping, an example, the Philippines seeds its country. The last time I saw it was a couple months ago. They were seeding with 3,000 pounds of salt. Hmm. So they actually fly some military planes up there, and they got big bags of salt, and they just chunk it out the back. It is so redneck.
Wow.
To this day.
That's got to be good for the soil.
So, is there an all-out assault on destroying trees? Yes, yeah, salt. Putting salt in the air is probably not a good idea.
Yeah, right.
But they're stupid. And they have lobbyists, and the lobbyists are at Weather Modification Incorporated and Texas Weather Consultants, and or North American Weather Consultants, and, you know, UCAR in Boulder, Colorado. And if you don't know these names, then you need to tune in somebody different. Because people who don't give you names, they're just preaching fear porn. You know, I'm a names and addresses kind of guy. You know what I mean? The people killing this planet have names and addresses. So that's what my website's all about. ClimateViewer.com, ClimateViewer.org, WeatherModificationHistory.com is names and addresses, dates, and facts. And the facts are that there are billions of dollars spent on cloud seeding. There has been 60 years of ship tracks and jets making clouds. And for 60 years, they've assumed they did X, Y, and Z. And now, with this whole carbon credit, carbon tax world that we're in, with the IPCC and the UNWO writing climate laws like crazy, you have to ask yourself, is the CO2 thing really that serious? When they are blaming climate change on hurricanes, on increased storms, on hell, they blame snow on global warming now. So, and you have to ask yourself, when there's been 100 years of people modifying the weather on a daily basis, and we're at a point where people are spending billions on modifying the weather in every single country, and they're lobbied by these weather modification companies that say, hey, you're in a drought. I can make it rain. I mean, it's hard for them to say no. And there are really no laws to protect anybody. So they say yes. And the methods that they use, in Russia, there was a case where Russia was cloud seeding with concrete.
What?
Swear to God, go Google it right now. Russia seeds clouds, concrete falls through house. So they were chunking bags of concrete out the back. I guess they didn't even take the time with their little Russian, you know, knife to cut a hole in the bag or some crap. Because one of the bags actually solidified on the way down and crashed through somebody's home. Yeah, so they were cloud seeding with concrete. You can't make this stuff up. Most people only know about silver iodide, but there's actually many, many chemicals that they use, one of which is lead iodide. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That didn't seem like a good idea.
You know, it's not a good idea, but the fact is that this is a fact. And it's a fact you now know, and you can go look into it. But fear porn entertainers who pretend to be activists will tell you, don't you know that they're spreading Morgellons and the mind control nanobots? And, you know, it's just like, I want to throw up when I hear it.
I want to start laughing just like I just did.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't laugh at it, the opposite of fear is laughter. And that's why I'm going to laugh and make them go away. I'm going to show you all the names and addresses, all the facts. You're going to have it all laid bare. Sans my opinions, because my opinions could be wrong. I am a human, and I revise my beliefs all the time. But people who refuse to, revisit their belief systems are scary to me. And people who censor other people who have opposing views. Like, if you go post any one of my three websites on certain websites, those websites will ban you, they will unfriend you, and that's pathetic.
Yeah, that's a little bit like if you're a scientist and you're not studying global warming or climate change, then you're out. You can't get grant funding,
you
can't study.
There will be a shunning.
The shunning.
Yeah. Dude, we need a shunning right now. He said he doesn't believe in CO2. It's insane. I mean, we have this situation where, if you say the word Israel, you might be called anti-Semitic the next day. I don't get it. Everybody's so quick to toss labels. And, at the same time, I think some labels need to be tossed back. Like fake news, conspiracy theorist, all of these, labels. Everybody wants to put a box on something and call you that, but we're all, very unique creatures, and some of us have some pretty screwed up motivations. And, I really don't listen to anybody on YouTube, or this is just me personally, and it could be a problem, because I always get asked by.
You're not saying that ancient alien astronauts are fake, are you?
I'm saying that I've never looked into it, because if they are real, what does it matter?
Yeah, right.
I care about aliens today, visiting me, being like, hey, we saw a Climate Viewer 3D. That's pretty cool. Psych. Like, I've got anything they want, except for maybe to probe my butthole.
That's out.
Why would I be scared of aliens? And you know what I mean? Being scared of aliens is like being scared of earthquakes. People who follow earthquakes all the time. I'm like, don't you realize that if this dude on YouTube tells you there was an earthquake, it's already happened?
Yeah.
If people are predicting earthquakes and they really are good at it, don't you think the USGS would have beaten their door down to like beg them to come to work because they want to predict earthquakes and save lives? I mean, Homeland Security's got a couple $1 billion grant waiting for you. If you can actually predict earthquakes. And I see people arguing about who can be the better earthquake predictor. And I'm like, well, write a paper, prove it, and go get rich. Why are you on YouTube? I don't get it. I mean, everybody's got their little fear porn niche or thing that they do. And I've never really ascribed to it. Like, I was going on John B. Wells' show, and they're like, this is on video. And I was like, I didn't sign up to do this. I mean, seriously, like, I'm so self-conscious that I don't even want to see myself on video. You know, despite how pretty I might be, I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable, you know what I mean? I have Graves' disease, so I have a nervous disorder already. Like, I get nervous coming on your show, you know? And so then you're going to stick a camera in my face? Oh, shoot me in the face. But yeah. There's these egomaniacs that just live for it, and yeah. They just, like, once they get in this fear-controlled state, I think even themselves, they start to believe their own bamboozle. You know what I mean?
Big time. There's a radio guy out of Arizona who will remain nameless. Who shall not be named. Who was on our show a couple of times, and he was calling me, learning about what was happening with some of the issues out here and whatnot. Well, then he started quoting me as a source, and it was kind of all the. It was like, wait, you just called me at like 11 o'clock the other night and asked me a couple of questions. That was not like you're my secret inside source. Then he disappears for a while. Now he's on there. On the air a lot. I've actually had people call and say, hey, have you ever heard of the Common Sense Show? And I'm like, yeah, I know that guy. I used to communicate with him a lot, but he disappeared for a long time. So I texted him, hey, Dave, where are you, bud? Like, are you out there? What's going on? Like 2 months, 3 months later, he texts me back and says, I'm in hiding. It's like, well, not anymore. Obviously didn't understand how text messaging worked, but I just was like, what? And this guy's supposed to be, unearthing all the secrets of the universe. It's like,
Yeah, riddle me this. Like, and the guys with the anonymous names, like, I like anonymous, like, I got friends in anonymous, but for like the guys on YouTube who are like using their voice and all that, why do you have an anonymous avatar? What are you scared of? I mean, my name, my phone number, my address is on my website.
Us too.
Not hard to find.
Yeah, us too.
And I'm telling you, like, there's I met this dude, and he was, anyway, I won't say anything about him, but he said, nobody's ever going to take you seriously till they can actually, write you a letter to your house and know that you got it and that you're a real person. And I thought about that forever, and for like, 2 years, I was resonated on resonated.com and resonated.net, R-E-Z-N-8-D. And nobody knew who I was. And in fact, several prominent YouTubers tried to dox me like 5 times and it just failed. I was like, you'll never find me. And I've got the most common name in the world. Even if you found me, you'd never believe you did.
Yeah, that's true.
Jim Lee.
Are there a lot?
Ridiculous. It turns out there's a gay porn star named James Lee who lives in Sumter, South Carolina.
That is fantastic.
That's great. That is fascinating. I didn't know that. So they did me a favor. You learn something about your hometown every day.
You could always make your resume sound more exciting than it is,
Oh yeah, man. I'm a fun guy. At the end of the day, you gotta laugh at these guys when they tell you the whole world is dying and they're melting the skin from our bones and the trees are bare and all that. Yeah. Some of that may be happening to some degrees, and some of it may be more local than other, but I can tell you this. The trees where I live are gorgeous. South Carolina is a freaking wonderland.
Yeah, it is.
And if you ever get the opportunity to come down to South Carolina, do two things. Go in the woods and see what woods should look like, and get some freaking pulled pork barbecue that's got vinegar base while you're here. But
we have pretty good woods. I'm not sure how our pork is here, but
you don't have barbecue over there. It's not even called barbecue. Barbecue is a verb on the West Coast.
It is too.
It is.
It is, which is funny.
Yeah, I lived out there, so I joke about it all the time. So you guys barbecue.
We did. We went to a thing. I forget where it was. It was for Kubota Tractor back in our other life, and they said we're going to have barbecue. We're like, oh, what are you barbecuing?
Barbecue.
And they looked at us. They're like, it's barbecue. And we were like,
okay, so let's make a teachable lesson out of
it. We kind of went around and around, and it was like, oh, I get it.
I was with them until they said, you're not from around here, are you?
And then they handed Bill a sack of boiled peanuts. It's like, ooh.
Ooh, this is not right.
I'm allergic to them, so I didn't eat any, but he said they were icky.
Boiled peanuts are the best.
All right, we need to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back to Jim. Oh, wait, sorry, what?
I was going to say, barbecue is a slave speak word.
In
which it is a high-level descriptor, and it means different things to different people, just like the word chemtrails. And, you know, if you have a word...
Who would have thought that was like a setup for the chemtrail thing, huh?
You're welcome.
That's pretty...
it wasn't a setup.
That's pretty darn good.
I saw the tie-in there, and it's so relevant. There are words that people argue about that mean totally different things. So in reality, your reality is different than mine, even using that word. And the same is true with chemtrails. If I use it, I mean clouds coming from planes. If I say it to a scientist, he's going to go, this dude means more gallons and crazy conspiracies, and not believe a word I say afterwards.
Yeah, true. And we've kind of seen that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's ponder that. And we'll take a really quick break here. We're doing some pondering with Jim Lee this morning. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm.
That rhymes with Jim Lee. Mm-hmm. Clever, Bob. Very clever.
It's my favorite song.
We love that, too.
It was on my YouTube channel. They gave me a copyright strike for it.
Damn it. We did a show it was like this guy trains people to get out of hostage situations.
Yeah.
And he's a SEER instructor, and he did a class for a bunch of us here. So Bob pulled out all the stalker songs. You know,
there's a lot of stalker songs.
Most of what we listened to in the 70s, yeah, in high school and stuff, yeah, we were all being, you know, programmed with stalker songs. It wasn't good.
Yeah, that was the MK Ultra days.
Yeah, it made me have to rethink my listening, you know, because I know all the words and everything. I'm thinking, oh, geez, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, I know. It's so like when the Snowden thing happened, I like made a video and I put that song on there, and I was like, "See, it was so right on."
and they busted you for
so
it.
So right on the money. The other one is I can't think of it right now. It's a Sting song.
Oh yeah, that's
Every Breath You Take.
We played that one too.
That's the one.
We should play that one too, and then you can link this to your site, and then you're not actually copyright infringing. That'd be fun.
Oh, no. If I actually just record this,
yeah,
take the recording of this and put it up on YouTube, the commercials will flag you. It's one of the biggest sins in the industry. Like, even though you guys have the right and you gave me the right, I will get a flag and have to contest all of the different commercials because it'll be individual flags.
No, the commercials will be gone.
Huh?
The commercials are gone.
You got them out of there. Even better.
Check. Yeah, got that handled.
Check. Nice.
We're way ahead of you.
But yeah, that the other one, you know, Every Breath You Take, I'll Be Watching You. That's the two songs for me that really sum up the, you know, whole surveillance state and the paranoia that goes with it.
Exactly.
You know, it's...
Well, and when you don't understand, you know, a lot of this stuff you don't understand. So when somebody comes along and says, there's aluminum, let's talk about aluminum, please, because that's one of my biggies. You know, there's aluminum at the top of Mount Shasta. It's 14,000 feet. How did it get there if it didn't come from a plane?
Oh, well, it could have come from Africa.
And
mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's called the jet stream.
Yeah, like.
Tell them. You've told me, but I haven't shared.
So, like. I mean, now the numbers are never going to be right, so I never ever trust numbers. But generally speaking, this is the accepted idea, is that about maybe 60% of the aluminum in the air comes from African dust. You can actually see it on satellite. And dirt itself, like the clay dirt, is loaded with aluminum. And, you know, that blows off the desert. You could actually see over the ocean big red clouds of dust blowing off of it. So it's not a big surprise. That's what creates the monsoons, you know, over in India. And it affects whether we have hurricanes or not. If there's a whole lot of dust, we won't have a hurricane. If there's a lack of dust blowing in that direction, we're more likely to have a hurricane. You got to know this stuff anyway. So the second biggest source of atmospheric aluminum would be rockets. And the number I got a paper from a chemistry college exam, and it gave a scenario, and in it said that every time the space shuttle took off, the rocket boosters would produce 304 tons of aluminum oxide in the air. That these aluminum oxide clouds would produce acid rain so strong that it would melt the launch pads.
Yikes.
And anything downwind of the launch pads. That's why they're out on Cape Canaveral, so that hopefully those clouds go out over the ocean. But that's a lot of aluminum.
Yeah.
If you look at jet fuel, like JP5, it's a military-grade jet fuel, had about 2,000 parts per billion of aluminum in it. So there is aluminum in there, and it is being sprayed out. And then what's the difference? There's 110,000 flights a day.
But it's coming out as exhaust. They're not spraying it on us, right?
In my opinion, it's coming out as exhaust, but it can be sprayed. It's called a fuel dump.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a fuel dump is dumping fuel in raw format, in raw form. So here's the thing. JP8, which is what the military switched to, JP5 was gasoline. JP8 is diesel fuel. There's something unique about diesel fuel. I saw a bus. Swear to God, this happened 2 days ago. Me and my wife were both like, look, that bus is making a chemtrail.
Kind of low.
Swear to God, man. It was because we just got this big snowstorm that came down this way. It's like 24 degrees outside. And the bus came by, and it left an ice cloud that persisted. And I went... It just reaffirms everything I know about this stuff. So, kerosene has something called paraffins in it. Paraffins is wax. And wax, paraffin wax in particular, is what they use for skywriting and stage smoke.
I did not know that.
In every movie you've ever seen. So, I mean, if we really want to get, you know, dorky about it, I mean, I think the simplest answer is it has to do with the fact that they use diesel fuel. They have impurities in it. It's still the best of the best. You know, they call it top of the barrel. You know, it's the most pure that they can get, but it ain't pure. It does have barium in it. It has strontium in it. It has aluminum in it. JP8 has 9,000 parts per billion of aluminum in it compared to 2,000 in the JP5, which is gasoline-based. This is important because the military from 1988 to 1996 switched every single plane from gas to diesel fuel. It's called the NATO single fuel concept. So when they switched to diesel fuel in 1997, chemtrail started. And that's the first time that the word was used on the internet. And the first three articles about it said the military is now using this new jet fuel called JP-8, and it's making clouds everywhere. What the, you know, WTF. And we've come a long way since then. You know, it's like, you know, originally an idea starts here, and then it becomes a meme, and the meme mutates, and then it becomes ugly, and then it's just filled with fear porn, and at the end of the day, you've got this fat, bloated, scary MF you don't ever want to look at, because it's so convoluted,
and it's
connected
true.
To everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what about the, you know, the trails that you see that start and stop?
That's one of the biggest, you know, arguments going on. And even in that, Ken Caldera, Mick West, and the boys put out this science paper where they asked 100 scientists, what they believed about the secret large-scale aerosol spraying program, SLAP. What a slap in your face, right?
Yeah.
They called it SLAP. So instead of chemtrails, they called it SLAP. And they said that they polled 100 scientists, and that question alone got like 98 different answers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of them, and I actually pushed Mick West on this, and he published the individual answers for me, sans names. Damn it. But they generally believe that it has to do with relative humidity. And it's this idea put out by Ulrich Schumann, over at the German DLR, and they're called ice supersaturated regions. So the idea is that there are not only rivers in the sky, there are bubbles in the sky of water. And you can fly in and out of them. Also, you have wind shear, so it's massive updrafts and downdrafts. You know, like what you get whenever you get turbulence. You know, your plane starts bouncing around because wind is going up and down. The third option is that there's engine performance issues, where it's not burning completely, or you've got some impurities in your fuel line and it's sputtering through there. They have this stuff called FAME contamination, fatty acid methyl ester. Basically, they've started using biofuels. You know how you get gas and it says 10% ethanol?
Uh-huh.
Now they have this stuff called drop-in fuel, which is a 50-50 blend of the old kerosene-based jet fuel and some biofuel. And the biofuels can be camelina plant, algae-based, chicken fat. There's one from a tobacco plant. There's what they call landfill to jet, where they use landfill waste and they turn it into jet fuel. This is called the Fischer-Tropsch process. So if these fuels get contaminated, it's called a FAME contamination. It can cause all kinds of problems. They have something called humbugs. That's biological organisms growing inside the gas tank. And they put biocides, so like weed killer, they put it in there to kill the bugs in the gas tank. Biobore makes it. And if we're talking about fuel dumping, all the aluminum, you know, all of the biological organisms are not burnt. They're jettisoned. So that's spraying. The other is pollution. And either one could happen at any time on any flight. And I believe the military is directly involved in doing albedo modification, or SRM. The CIA director, Brennan, you talked about, they funded $630,000 to the National Academy of Sciences to look into geoengineering. They did a report, and I was at the webinar live, and they said, let's not call it climate engineering anymore. They'd already rebranded it from geoengineering to climate engineering. Now they want to call it climate intervention, because engineering is a bad thing, and your car breaks, and nobody wants you to break the climate.
Right, right.
So we're going to have an intervention. And the CIA came up with this terminology. The National Academy of Sciences signed off on it. And it's even mentioned in a DC leaks email from Hillary Clinton's and John Podesta's got a group that's lobbying for geoengineering. They said, after COP21, we're going to go get money to make this a reality. Climate intervention. So this is about how words are important. Credibility is crucial. And fear porn is no longer acceptable. And I think that's why Trump won. I think that's why Democrats are crying. Soros is freaking out. And they're trying to do everything they can to start a race war. Because the fear is melting away. Everywhere. everywhere I look, fear is finally starting to melt away, and people are starting to grow a backbone.
Yep, and masks are coming off, and people are starting to figure it out that it's all a bunch of BS.
It's just like V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
In the movie where the two parents, they say, we actually demolished our own tower and set off fireworks. And they look at each other like, I saw it with my own eyes. I know they're lying. And that's our media. And hell, that's half the entertainers that call themselves activists. You know, they've been able to control the narrative for far too long. And now people want more. You can only, like, feed people BS for so long before they go, you're not saying anything new to me. I need to know now. Like, I've been with you this whole time. Why haven't you led me to the promised land? Why are you promising me more and giving me nothing?
Well, my big thing with this particular issue, because it always boils down to the same thing. When you start asking a lot of questions, don't you believe this is happening? I always get that. Don't you believe? And I home the same thing. I believe in God, but I like my science to be factual. Shouldn't have to believe in your science.
Science is about observation proven.
Right.
You know, through tests and tests and experimentation. But by that definition, cloud seeding has never been proven in 60 years. I mean, they've done four major, you know, pushes to try to prove once and for all, we're going to do cloud seeding, we're going to get this much rain, and we can prove it. And they failed every single time to this day. So that's what I said to Ken Caldera and David Keith and the geoengineers themselves on Ken Caldera's forum in 2012. I said, you guys will never be able to pull this off because after 60 years of cloud seeding, they have been unable to prove the efficacy of it, and nobody's going to let you do this on a global scale when you can't even prove that you can do cloud seeding accurately on a local scale.
On a regional, yeah, exactly.
And that's the legal argument I made when I started being an activist on this topic, and it was the second most viewed post on his entire forum. The only person who beat me out actually geoengineered an ocean. It was Russ George. His son. He had to, like, one-up me with some ocean iron fertilization. But, yeah, I made a legal argument, and the lawyers flogged. Ken Caldera and them tried to, like, you know, use slave speak to try to talk me down, and I knew what I was talking about. I debated him for 3 years on his forum, won every single debate we were in, and finally I told him, because he was talking about reframing a poll that had gone out, and it came back, you know, negative, that people don't like climate engineering ideas and it's a bad thing, 80%. And he was like, well, if we just framed the questions differently. And I said, Ken, you just became a lobbyist.
Yep.
You are now a lobbyist. You expect the outcome that you want and you'll do anything to get it.
Yep.
So you're not a
reverse engineer the question.
Yep.
Get the answer you want and then make the question fit it.
Exactly. And that's why I said, you keep this up, I'll be coming with the tar and feathers. He banned me from his forum and went back to the post where I said the thing about the efficacy, the second most viewed one on his forum, and deleted my post. Just that one.
Interesting.
Left everything else. And all of the replies to my post are still there. See, Ken was the first one to reply to me. If you look at Ken's reply, you can still see my post. It's attached to his reply. So why would you delete it? Because it's true.
Because it's true.
Right. Hit the nerve.
And that messes everything up. Jim, every time we have you on, for one, we get cheated out of part of the time, and then we go, God, time's over. We need him back again. We'll talk again soon.
I want to spend a full hour talking about chemtrails one time so we can really get to some nuts and butts.
Well, I want you to Skype into that meeting, so we'll email about that because I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think you'll find some good questions there.
Good.
Thanks for coming on, Jim.
Very cool, and the weather modification history website is amazing, so we wanted to get that out to people right away.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Check it out, climateviewer.com, climateviewer.org, weathermodificationhistory.com, and gofundme.com/climateviewer.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Jim Lee. We will see everybody next week for William K. on the topic of ecofascism.
There you go. Stay dry, everybody.
2017 is going to be loads of fun.
It's going to be the epicest epicness.
Epic.
This has been We the People on KCNR Shasta Redding.